June 17th, 2025. This is a quick addendum. It was about 3 weeks ago that I took my last trazodone pill. I had had a couple of back-to-back, like 100-day or longer spaces between taking the trazodone. So that's great. There might have been one time I took another pill like a week later, and I was like nauseous the next day. My body hates trazodone. It doesn't belong on us. It's something that any healthy person should not have, trazodone. It flatlines you psychically. I mean, I think it's, in my experience, not as harmful as what was the name of the some hydroxy something. There's another pill for sleep that I took that was worse for me than the trazodone. But you don't want to be on it if you can avoid it. And I saw my dad a week ago, and his eyes used to be like hazel or like a deep brown, dark brown, and now they are like a sand brown. I mean, the lightest brown I've ever seen on a human. And I don't think he's wearing, he wears corrective lenses. They're not, the ones you put on over your eyeball, contacts. These are, regular glasses. And I'm just wondering, cause I do look at people's irises as, kind of a window onto the soul, the depth of the consciousness or the energetic capacity of that person. And he, and many other people, I mean, he's been taking trazodone nightly for over 20 years. And I do think that I see a diminishment psychically or even spiritually in his body-mind vis-a-vis the depth, the richness, the energetic capacity as reflected in the irises. And I would attribute, I attribute it to his trazodone intake, his multiple heart surgeries, these other assaults, these traumas on his body, mind, and specifically the impact on his heart and his mind. Hey, don't take it and don't get eyes like my dad's if you can. And I would love to be corrected or to stand corrected on that matter. Again, I'm hypothesizing or presenting the the theory that a lack of richness, a flatness, a lack of depth in the irises reflects some sort of erosion of soul. Okay, just a thought. Why I took the trazodone this last time was it had been preceded by several days of all this negative energy around my heart, going up, going into my extremities, etc. It was forcing needles, not just needles, kind of these fingers or multiple fingers of energy onto my medulla, that it would be irritating throughout the day. It was like a sapping of my mind strength. And it was just, I was having to arch my back, stiffen my neck backwards and shake a bit to try to loosen that grip, tighten the muscles in that medulla area, around the neck area, where the neck enters the Man, I'm in a rainstorm here and I just had my car treated with the ceramic coating, and it's supposed to have just sunshine for a few days before I get rain. Oh well. And what was happening was its attack or latching onto my medulla area prevented me from sleeping well. And I'll say just directly that I was dropping into a dream state a few times in the night that I could recall, but I was not waking refreshed. That is, I was not having a deep rejuvenative sleep. I do believe that the energetic hold on my brain was preventing it from, I've been hearing reports that during REM sleep or, some deeper cycle of the sleep, the brain shrinks a bit and allows the cerebrospinal fluid to flow over the perimeter or the periphery of the brain, irrigating it and washing away the toxins that have built up during the day. Because there were a few nights where I didn't sleep well, and that day I felt really terrible. I mean, I did not have the energy. I felt comatose. I felt unalert, and that I absolutely was not refreshing or rejuvenating my brain as it was meant to be over a night of sleep. And so I took the trazodone to break that psychic stranglehold over my medulla area and likely other parts of my brain, and thereby allowing me to wake up feeling refreshed, because I do believe I was able to enter a deeper level of sleep without psychic interference that I think was purposefully attempting to prevent the renewal and the healing of my brain. So I think that was the main thing I wanted to share. I took the pill, and that there had been and it was clear to me that this was its latest, the succubus's latest attempt to find a weakness in God's protection of me. And I will also, related to this, about 3 days ago, for the first time in a long while, I had a kink in my neck. It was a block, where it hurt to move my neck, and, it was obviously a kundalini-inspired or directed energetic block. Now, why it was, usually these things arise as a preventative, and it was that first night of the block there that I had probably, there were dozens, I felt lunges of energy that passed through the block into my brain but didn't hold and just dissipated. So this block again was a level of protection that God has allowed me, because supposedly my mind has been granted some level of freedom of interference from the succubus, because I have mastered or demonstrated mastery over the rising current, and it's just the succubus coming into play on the descending current and the awakening of my entire body to its service of God. That's where the succubus is preventing me from any peace or any movement in that direction of becoming a physical vehicle for God. But it's still my hope, and so far it's been my experience that for the most part, God has spared my mind from such evil machinations, which are just, my just desserts. The karmic effects of saying no to the Holy Spirit. That fateful night on February of 2019, I should have jumped on the Holy Spirit's lightning bolt coming down through my crown and landed my self-consciousness in my heart and broken that seal at the center of my brain and merged with God to attain a whole whole body consciousness of God, and thereby prevented the charred remains of this wounded spiritual partner, this girl, from re-entering me 2 days later that Monday morning as an inverted form of retribution, of lovelorn, traumatized, would-be spiritual partner. You know, my lack of dutifully obeying God resulted in, well, my not having protection against her. That's against this girl. Cause and effect in the world that God has created. So yeah, I've still got some pain in my neck. I don't know how long it'll last. It is kind of wearisome. But it's been allowing me to sleep with a little more protection of my mind than usual of these parasitic, what's a word for it? Lesions, I think I've described it. You know, these lesions. It's like a conscious negative extension that just saps you and obstructs flow in you. And those have been prevented from my... she hasn't been harming my medulla area since, but I've been eating like a pig, which has only given her more strength since that time. Must fast. And that's it. Best of luck to all of you. Over and out.